T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Our friend Archbishop Gregory Amon joins us. Good morning, Archbishop. How you doing?
Good morning, Tommy. How are you today?
I'm well, sir. In terms of this immigration debacle that is going on down at the border, and I don't know, Republican, Democrat, how else you could look at it, in addition to a security issue, I think there's also a moral issue as it relates to separating parents from children. And you kind of stepped into this and gave your feelings, or at least what the church says. Explain what you did say, Archbishop. As a matter of fact, is this what you're saying as the leader of the Catholics in the New Orleans Archdiocese, which you are, right?
I am, and what I said is the it's not just my opinion, which I believe what I said, but it's the teaching of the church, and that we do not believe that children and parents should be separated at the border for whatever reasons. And also, it's been proven that this kind of separation often leads to long-term emotional scarring. I was just reading an article this morning about an 8-year-old kid who's been separated from his mother, hasn't seen his mother in a month. He's in New York, she's in Seattle, and it's just really inhumane, and it's heartbreaking, and there has to be another way to do this. And I think this also points to the fact that the immigration system has been broken, or it's certainly not effective, and Congress has not acted. They have not done anything to bring about effectiveness in the immigration system, and I would hope that if anything comes out of this, besides reuniting the kids with their parents, maybe Congress will get to work.
So when it comes to the teachings of the Catholic Church, injustice, persecution, or danger, what would you say to Catholics that are listening right now that might go to church every Sunday, that we hope they do? We hope they go into the pockets, you know, help out with the collection. That's never a bad thing. But
that's another story.
It is. That's a show for a different day. But in terms of injustice, persecution, dangers, it relates to Jesus, the Catholic Church, keeping politics out of this. If they go to church on Sunday, but yet they're saying there's nothing wrong with this policy, what would you say to them as the leader of Catholics in the diocese, the archdiocese, I guess, of New Orleans?
Well, I would ask them to look more deeply at the ethical and moral issue. You know, people have said to me since I put out the statement, and they say to me at other times, you know, you're a religious leader, you represent the church, don't get into politics. We're not getting into politics, we're getting into morality. And I think that morality would not dictate separating parents from children. And we do believe, now, if a person's just coming to the United States because they want to come, you know, that's different than one who is a family who's experiencing injustice, persecution. I mean, sometimes, I know of situations where people have left Mexico, they've left El Salvador because there's a price on their head. Their life is literally in danger. And we say as a church that they have a right to find a place of security, a place of peace, and we believe that all nations should participate in that. So if Catholics don't believe what we're saying, I would just ask them to look a little bit deeper and to think about it. This whole thing is very, very emotional, which is understandable on both sides. It's emotional. But I guess what really disappoints me is that we can't have a disagreement and just say, well, you know, I disagree with you and we listen to my side. There's name-calling, disrespect. You know, even on Facebook, you just see terrible names that are used against people because they don't agree with that person's position.
Archbishop, I appreciate your time. Anything you wanted to add?
No, I hope that we pray for the kids and the parents who are separated and that they can be reunited. We as Catholics believe in the dignity of the human person. We believe that the family should be united. And I appreciate the opportunity just to share some thoughts on that.
Thank you, Archbishop. The only thing I would say, too, and add to that is that I think it's a good time to pray for the country because I don't know that anybody really feels good about what's going on right now.
I agree. No matter what side you're on, it doesn't look good.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
Okay, Tommy. You too.
Archbishop Gregory Amen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.